Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome, everybody. As y'all come in, go ahead. Praise the Lord, everybody. Give God our praise, honor, and glory for what God is doing in this season of everybody's life. Welcome, everybody, to midweek service, you all. Come on in. Come on in. Just thanking God right now that God has already done it. Hallelujah. Can you shout today and just say glory, hallelujah, thanking God for what he's already done and what he's about to do in the life that believe in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Yes. We can't thank you enough. Yeah, we thank you, Father God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will move in a mighty way today in this service, Father God. Lord, have your way. It's not about us. It's all about you, Father God. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you will open up the channels of our spirit to receive right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we call some come surrender all over to you, Father God, withholding nothing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we thank you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray you all. Welcome, welcome, welcome to midweek service, you all. We thank God for you all today. If it's your first time being here in midweek service, we want to welcome you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just press one. We want to welcome you today here in midweek service. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for everyone that's here today. It is a glorious occasion because, one, we have life, and God has blessed us. We thank God for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth right now. If it's your first time here with us, please, we want to welcome you. Go ahead and press one at this time.
Welcome,
amen.
Everyone that's from the city of New York. It's from the state of New York. In the city of New York, we see a lot of visitors here from New York. We see your area code 718-347. So welcome, everyone.
Hey, man, we have one last one. They have your phone number, 5528. Welcome.
Welcome.
Amen. Oh, hey, this is Brother Washington. God bless you. We have you set up here for tonight to bless everyone. How are you with a new song today? We thank God for you. Stay right there. Stay right there. We can't wait to see what God is doing in you and for you today in this week's service. So stay right there with us, brother. We'll be back with you. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, you all, we're going to go ahead and have our prayer. Father God, we just want to say thank you.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your daughters and sons, we come to you, O God, to worship you as your desire, in spirit and in truth, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. According to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witness to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come believing on tonight, O God, to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And then, oh Lord, all we need is a touch from you, Father God. Oh Lord, touch right now and here. Touch and deliver and set us free. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every hindering spirit on the line, every fighting spirit, every fatigue spirit, every spirit of oppression and depression, pride and fear. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Father God, any spirit that's operating us outside the Holy Spirit, let it be taken out right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, touch your heart right now, oh God. If you find any wickedness or error in us, let it be taken out right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord God, according to John 9, you speak to those who worship you and do your will. According to Matthew 7:21, hallelujah, you have placed in our heart for you. Lord, created, hallelujah, in us a clean heart, oh God, and a broken and contrite heart, oh God, a right heart of repentance in all our ways, oh God. Let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in loneliness of mind, knowing that you would do, Father God, all things are possible with man, the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we do not come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship with you and that we have in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you according to what David said in Psalm 22:1-2, oh God, as the deer pants for the water, but so our soul pants for thee, oh Lord, my God. Oh, our soul thanks to you. You are for the living God, and we thank you that our soul yearns overwhelming desires, yea, even pines for the courts of the Lord. Lord, our heart, oh God, our flesh cry out for the living God to move in a mighty way right now. Lord, let this be our heart's cry tonight. Let that fire, oh God, burn ever, Lord, be creepy in us, oh God, and each of us that's on the call today. Uphold it, oh God, with your free spirit. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, let us magnify the Lord with all that we have. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed right now. Take it out the way. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Bible says in Psalm 84:2, Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, nor evil be found in us, that our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Lord, circumcise our heart right now. Fill us with in your loving kindness, that we sing praises to you all the days of our life. Oh, Lord, create in us a heart of worship, that we rejoice only in you, Father God. You are our joy and the lifter of our head. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in the rivers of worship and truth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you that our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this night and day of life, and make our life a living sacrifice upon the Lord's 12 one and 2. And we praise the aroma that you will be glorified and honored, and our life be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you now. Hallelujah. In Jesus Christ, holy name. Holy God, Lord Jesus Christ. Spirit, hallelujah, and Holy Spirit. We praise you right now. We worship you right now. We come to you in love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for the beat of our heart and every breath that we take right now, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're coming us worthy, oh God, one more time. So we thank you for the one more time tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Holy Spirit, we ask you, all of you, to pray to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So that new right spirit with us right now, that the mind of Christ arise right now within us and over all areas of our life. We yield all that we are to you and ask that the true praise and worship come forth right now. From the inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father, hallelujah, and the Lord Jesus Christ is near and true. Glory, hallelujah, to your name, God. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of our praise going on, and we just want to say thank you. There's no one greater than you, Lord God. Nobody better than you, Lord God. We first time I would couldn't find nobody. So we declare that right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we walk in the light and we have a true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Lord God is birthing us, and it's not only on his glorious presence right now on this confidence. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you. Hallelujah. It's taking place right now. Hallelujah. But we know that you're omnipotent, omnipresent. There's no way we can go that you cannot reach. So, God, we thank you for your touch on tonight. We declare that by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ in his holy name. Hallelujah. We live, we move, and we have our being. And, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, my Lord, my God. We bless your holy name, Father God. Hallelujah. All of you, hallelujah, right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we put it all in your hands right now. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. God bless everyone that is coming on the line tonight. We thank God for you. You could be anywhere else, but you decided to be here. So we thank God for your presence. We thank you for coming into agreement tonight with us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. At this time, we're going to have our scripture from our very own evangelist, Kimberly Rufford. God bless you. Go ahead, sister.
Amen. Giving out to God, to my pastors, to all that are assembled today and all those that will listen in. I'm going to be reading today from 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 11. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 11. Amen. So verse 9 says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." And that those particular scriptures are pretty much cut and dry. They mean what they say, and they say what they mean. And thank God that he has given us a right to inherit the kingdom of God through repentance, through giving our lives to him and serving him. So it's such a great thing to know that even though it's a lot of things in this earth that can distract us and to try to keep us out, keep us from inheriting the kingdom of God, Jesus Christ, giving his life, has given us that liberty to come to God. So I just want to encourage everybody, it doesn't matter what you're going through, you do have an opportunity to repent and come before the Lord and truly line your life up to his will and inherit the kingdom of God. May God add a blessing to the reading, to the hearing, as well as to doers of his holy word. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you for that scripture and that word on tonight. We thank God for you. Amen. Glory to the Most High God. At this time, you all, we're going to have our song selection here by our very own brother, Joel Washington. God bless you. Go ahead. Let God use you.
Praise to the Lord. I'm just so glad to be back with y'all again. I love lifting up the name of Jesus. I love singing about Jesus. And I just give all the praise and the honor and the glory to his name. And I bless him every day for sending my nephew and his wife to speak the word. I'm going to sing a little song now, you know, and y'all just bear with me because God is with me. With every song I sing, I take God with me. If when you give the best of your service, telling the world that the Savior is come. Hello?
Go ahead.
Okay. If when you give the best of your service, telling the world that the Savior, he's come, be not dismayed when men don't believe you. He will understand. He will understand and say, well done. Oh, when I come to the end of my journey, weary of this life, and the battle has been won, carrying this old step of this old cross of redemption, he will understand. He will understand and say, well done. Misunderstood, the Savior of the sinner hung on the cross. I know he was God's only son. Oh, I can hear him calling his Father in heaven. Said, this is not my will. This is not my will, but thy will be done. Oh, when I come to the end of my journey, weary of this life, and the battle has been won, carry this old cross of this old staff of redemption. He will understand. He will understand and say, well done. Oh, when I come to the end of my journey, weary of this life, and the battle has been won, carry this old step of this old cross of redemption, he will understand. How many know that? He will understand. He will understand and say, well done. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I mean,
he said he will
understand
and say, well done, my Lord, my God. Every single one that's in the body of Christ, see, that's what we want God to say to us, you know, when that day comes, you know, when this old journey, like Uncle Joel saying here, he said, when this journey is over, then we want God to say, well done, job well done, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just make sure that journey that's your own, that is not your own journey. Make sure it's on the journey that's being led by Christ Jesus, hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
It's being led by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That's when God will say, job well done. Thank you, Brother Joe. My Lord, my God. May God bless you and may God keep you in all his ways.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. You
amen.
All will be right back here. We're going to have another song selection here. And then we'll come back with our very words from the message from our very own Pastor Doris. Amen. So get ready, you all, for the word that's coming forth. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Job well done.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. We thank God, joy, unspeakable joy, hallelujah. My Lord, my God, we pray for joy right now, that joy will come, hallelujah, unspeakable joy, that all will
yes,
be filled
Lord.
With joy, that the joy of the Lord will overtake
yes.
you, run you down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. May God bless all that's on the call. Right now, you prepare yourself and mind to receive the message you are from God's anointed one, Pastor Dorsey Manning. Go ahead, brother.
Amen, amen. Well, I welcome everyone, you know, here to Thursday night service. You could have been anywhere, but here you are. You have found yourself, you know, being in attendance, you know, being in the presence of the Lord. And we thank God for the opportunity to be in his presence, you know, to be able to hear his word. You know, whatever time it is at your home, you know, we did not find it robbery to give some time to God, give some time to Christ Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for this here day, for this here night, for this here opportunity to be able to see you in your word. We thank you, Father God, that every single thought that we think, every single word that we speak, and every single feeling that's on the inside of us, Father God, we thank you that it all comes from you. Because if it had not been for you, where would we be? And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for being with us all the days of our lives. We thank you, Father God, that when we call upon you, that you are right there. Even in our times of trouble, Father God, where we may have went astray, you know, we're the sheep that's a part of your flock. And even when we go astray, when we call upon you, Father God, you're right there to bring us back to that place of safety, bring us back into that place of security, bring us back into that place of grace. Grace, hallelujah. We thank you, grace, because if it was not for grace, hallelujah, us getting that favor, that unmerited favor, the favor that we do not deserve, but Father God, you gave us grace anyhow, and we thank you, Christ Jesus. Not every single word that come out of our mouth, Father, we pray that you allow scripture to interpret scripture for us not to add or take anything away. And every single unclean thought, every single unclean spirit, we bind you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Every spirit of anger that try to come up against us, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. Every single spirit of doubt that try to wedge itself in between us, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. And you be loose from this place right now in the name of Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody do say amen. Well, I want to give y'all a little bit of what God have given to me and Pastor Tawanika. You know, we have been, you know, up early this morning, and, you know, God has really been ministering to us. And you best know that, you know, when God speaks, you know, saints speak, but you better know that who are you listening to. So I'm going to give you a little bit of what God has shown us this morning. You know, I was going to give y'all a little something, but God is leading me in a different direction. So, you know, you have to yield to the Holy Spirit. You know, you might have had something that you was going to do, but when the Holy Spirit says do something, then it's best that you do it. I want to talk about accessing the promise that God had already made to you. I want to show you how to access that. I want to show you what that looked like. See, last time that we met, I told you about the promises of God and the will of God for your life. So, you know, what I want to show you is how do you get that? You know, what does that look like? You know, accessing the promise. We found out last time that we met, you know, that we were in attendance with one another, that we are that promise that God made to Father Abraham, that we are that promise, you know, when we are in Christ Jesus and he counts us faithful. But I want to show you how to access that. Now, I don't know what it is, you know, that may be going on in your life. You know, we are all humans. You know, we're all a people that are, you know, that have issues. Whether we ask for the issues or the issues just came up, we all have issues, whether it be issues of today or whether it be issues of yesterday. We all have issues, and for every single issue or for every single concern, there is a promise that governs every single issue or every single concern. Somebody say amen. Now, I don't know what it is, but if you are in a place in your life to where you're feeling depressed, if you're in a place in life where you're feeling depressed, then we have to really look at where that depression really comes from. You know, depression, we have found out that it comes from an outside force, something that was on the outside. Now, it don't belong on the inside. It was on the outside. And it have found its way on the inside. And maybe, you know, it was something that happened, something that was said, you know, one time. But here it is. It had got on the inside of you. And now it's causing you to think. It's causing you to think. And as a result, as it caused you to think, it caused you to feel. And these feelings that you have, just because we're calling it depression, these are not good feelings. And it caused you to feel down, and it caused you to feel bound. It caused you to feel depressed. Well, let me show you how you access. You know, God has, you know, for depression, God has given us a soundness. He has given us a sound mind. He has given us the word of God, you know, for every single thing external that caused itself to get on the inside, to be internal. Well, let me show you how to locate it. First thing, what you should do is locate the promise. Locate the promise in Scripture. I mean, you know, we have the word of God that's here. You know, it goes from Genesis all the way to Revelation. You know, locate that promise. And there's plenty of scriptures here about depression. You know, you locate that promise about depression. Then after you locate that promise, believe what Scripture says. See, God is not going to promise you anything. He's not going to promise you that you will be in a place of peace. He's not going to promise you, you know, a sound mind and sound judgment. He's not going to promise you that you're going to have his righteousness, that you're going to have his spirit. You're going to have the Holy Spirit, you know, to be there for you and go back on his promise. But see, it's something for us to do. Just because God promised us it, the promises have already been made. The promise has already been done. But see, you have to access the promise because you have to do something. You have to find the promise. Put your eyes on it, and then when you put your eyes on it, then you read it, then you read it, then you believe it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Once you find yourself in that place where you're believing what the word of God says or what the promises of God is, then take rest. I'm just talking about someone that may be dealing with some issues of depression. If you find yourself, you know, in that place where you're just down and you don't know how to come out of that, ask yourself one question. Have I really allowed the word of God, which I know that is true, to enter in on the inside into battle for me and to fight for me? If you have your Bibles, well, I want you to go over here with me to the book of John. Go over here to the book of John, and I want to show you something over here. And we'll be over here in the 14th. John 14, I want to show you something that Jesus said. And then, you know, after that, I want you to meet me over in Philippians. I want to show you something in Philippians chapter 4. But we'll start right here at John chapter 14. And I want to show you what Jesus says here. Jesus says here in John chapter 14 and 16, he says, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." See, this is a promise that came from God, that came from Jesus Christ, and he promised you that you will have the comforter. And a comforter, you know, that means that you are comforted in every single area of your life. So depression has no place for you. And when you find this comfort, see, that's where you find your place, you find yourself being in soundness. You find yourself as being in wholeness because of the word of God. But don't you enter into a place where you're trying to comfort yourself now. Don't you go into a place and thinking that you can do it, you know, without the word of God, without the promises of God. See, this is right here is for you. See, you found this right here word. See, now you done found it. Now turn this right here word into a confession. See, I'm just trying to show you how to access the promise, how to use the word of God. So you turn this into a confession. You say something along the lines of this: I confess that the Comforter abides in me. According to your word in John 14 and 16, Lord, your word says that you shall give another comforter, and this comforter shall abide in me. And because your word said it, I believe what your word says, and I'm going to stand right here on your word, and I'm going to wait right here till the comforter comes. See, I might be in a place where I might be feeling a little worried. I might be in a place where I might be feeling a little depressed. I might be feeling a little oppressed, but you promised me, Christ Jesus, that you would send me the Comforter. And I confess that I already have the Comforter in the mighty name of Jesus. And in this same chapter, John 14, 13 and 14, and I'm going to read this here. It says, and whosoever shall ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And 14 says, and if you shall ask anything in my name, that I will do. So because you have located the promise and you have believed the promise, you know, let the promise be settled in you. And when this promise has been settled in you, everything that you ask in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it is already done, because that's another promise that he says, that when you ask in my name, say, that I will do. That's how you access the promise. Now, believe this also, that any time that you are in the word of God, whatever it is, whether it's anger or whatever it is fear, whatever it is that you need, whatever it is that's concerning you, whatever it is, you better know that Satan or principalities or powers or his agents, they'll be right there to try to take the promise away. Or they'll be right there to try to take the word away. Because once you find yourself in that place where you're believing, there's always going to be something. There's always going to be some type of force that's going to try to cause you to come out of that place of rest, to come out of that faith, that place of faith, to try to cause your mind to be all boggled and to cause you to be discombobulated or to cause you to be back in that place of anger, of fear, or wrath. You better know that Satan don't want you to be in that place of accessing the promise, because when you access the promise or when you access the word and you use the word of God on a situation, you know he has to flee. Satan is already defeated and Jesus Christ is Lord. But see, you got to know how to get into that word. You have to let that word get on the inside of you, and you speak that word. And when you speak the word, you confess it with your mouth, and depression has to go. Say, depression has to go. Amen. Go over here with me to the book of Philippians. You have your Bible. Let's go over here to the book of Philippians. We'll be right here in chapter 4. I want to show you something over here in Philippians chapter 4. Now, since we are talking about depression, see, depression is caused by many different things. It's so much in this world that will cause us to be depressed. You know, one of these things that will cause us to be depressed right now, this present day, is that they put a name on it, call it COVID-19, or they call it coronavirus. And every single morning when you wake up, you turn on your television, you're hearing about COVID-19, coronavirus, you know, the pandemic, you know, this right here, you know, numbers are increasing. See, all of this right here kind of stuff, it causes depression. It causes you to be in a place where you feel like that you're just trapped and don't know what to do. You know, this world, this whole world is becoming sick. People are dying, all kind of stuff. You know, they come up with a vaccine, and I don't even know what type of thing this is. They're trying to get you to, you got to have this to be able to do this. Well, let me show you something over here in Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, we'll start right here at verses, verses 6. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6 says, be careful for nothing. Or another translation said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. All you're accessing the promise. All you're accessing the promise. All you're using the word of God like God told you to use it. It said, don't be anxious for nothing. It says, but in prayer and supplication, you know, give thanks, letting your request be known unto God. Are you telling God what it is that you want? Are you accessing the promise? So you got the word of God. The word of God is forever established in heaven. Therefore, those that are in the word of God, that means the word of God is in you, and the word of God is forever established in you. So now access it and use it. 7 says, and the peace of God. How many are fighting to stay in that place of peace? Not the this worldly peace, but in the peace of God. It says, in the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. Now, I want you to focus on something right now. Keeping your heart and keeping your mind. See, the heart and the mind, they are connected together. See, now, the heart, it has a way of being filled up with something. It has a way of being filled with whatever it is that you allow it to fill it up. That means you can feel something with your heart. And the mind, it also has that same simultaneously, they both have that ability to be able to feel. One has the ability, you know, to feel what the mind is thinking. They work together. But see, your feelings are determined about what you've been thinking about. Because whatever it is that you've been thinking about, this is the very thing that finds itself in your heart. And when it finds itself in your heart, consequently, it's going to determine the action that you're going to make. Because if it's good feelings, or if it's the word of God, or if it's bad feelings, or if it's the word of Satan, it's going to cause you to feel, whether good or bad. If you're going to feel bad, if you're going to listen to things that are bad, that's going to cause you to think, and consequently, your heart is going to feel like that. And now you're going to be in a negative, or you're going to be in a bad emotion, bad attitude, bad temperament, all these things. But you have the word of God. You have the word of God that surpasses all understanding. It said it keeps your heart and it keeps your mind through Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's move along here. 8 says, finally, brother, whosoever or whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, and whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. See, this is Apostle Paul is right here. He's writing this letter, and he's saying this right here. If there be anything that is about you, you know, think on these things. Think on, you know, the pure things and the loving things and the just things. Because if you find yourself in this place, then your heart will line up with the very thing that you're thinking about, which is the word of God, which is the pure thing. And this is how you're able to access, or you're able to overcome depression, or overcome anger, or overcome fear. Now, you don't have to believe me, because I'm not the one for you to believe, but you don't have to believe me. Believe the word of God, because it's true. Now, if you ain't tried it, then don't say that it don't work. Accessing the word of God, because it had already been made manifested for you. Think on these things, because this is where our heart, this is where our mind, where it lines up. This is the will of God for your life. The will of God for your life is for you to receive the promise of God. But not just for you to receive the promise of God. It's for you to access the promise of God and for you to use it. Let's not make Jesus Christ, what he done died for everyone for lives and for every single mind and for every single heart and for every single body that is in fear or depression. He have already died. He have already went to hell, for he have already paid that ultimate sacrifice with his life, with his body. And not only that, but he ascended back into heaven. He have already done it. But Jesus Christ done it first, and it's also for you to do it because he already done it. Hallelujah. Access the promise. Now, you take the promise. I told you to take the promise and you turn it in a confession. You give voice to the promise daily. You just can't just get the word one time and then you just use it one time and then, you know, just see, Satan ain't gonna stop. See, it's gonna work just for that moment. Have anybody found themselves being in a place of peace, being in a place of soundness, and then you just there idle, but then here it is, something have got into your mind because you took your mind off the word. Some have got into your mind. Now you're in this place of anger and turmoil, and then you don't even know how you got there. That's because that is the work of Satan. You need to know that. You have to access the promise. You got to give voice to the promise. Anytime that a problem arises, give voice to the promise. It's in the word of God, and the word of God is in you. And if the word of God is not in you, then get into the word and let it be in you and let it take root in you. Call those things that be not as though they were. So you might be in a situation where it just don't look right. But the Bible did not say call it like it is. The Bible says to call those things that be not as though they were. So we talking about the promises of God, and we talk about accessing the promises of God. See, if you don't call these things that be not as though they were, that means that you are not speaking life into the situation, no matter what the situation is. Call those things that be not as though they were, and stop calling it like it is. See, your marriage might look like, might appear like it's failing, but let me tell you something. You call your marriage successful because God have already called you prosperous, because you have the comforter, and because you have the comforter that have lived on the inside, that abides on the inside, the comforter has a way of correcting things, have a way of showing up. And even when you think that, you know, it's going down the wrong way, the comforter, you got to access the comforter. You have to loose the Holy Spirit. You have to give God the permission to interfere into the affairs of your marriage or the affairs of your relationship, into the that depressed mind or to that sick heart or whatever it is that's about you. Access it and loose it and give voice to it. Don't speak anything but the word of God concerning that matter. Hallelujah. See, I'm giving you a little hint on what to do when you don't know what to do. See, the Holy Spirit will show you what to do when you don't know what to do. That's the reason why we have the comforter, to show you what to do when you don't know what to do. This is how you access the promise of God, which is the word of God, which is Christ Jesus. See, God wants us to cooperate with him, to cooperate with the word of God daily, keeping your mind in that place of purity, keeping your things that you do, you be a good report, keeping yourself wholesome, keeping yourself honest, not allow lies to come out your mouth, but allow the truth to come out, you know, purity. See, when you do this here, see, it has to be on the inside first. Access the promise of God. This is how you access. Take Holy Communion, y'all. Take Holy Communion daily. See, when you take Holy Communion, see, I'm just giving you some stuff. I don't know if you ever heard it before, but I'm just giving you, you know, a way. This is not my way, but this is the way of God. And all of this, you can find all of this in Scripture. You can find all of it in Scripture. Take Holy Communion and take it daily, because some of us go through things daily and it won't stop. You better believe that Satan won't stop with his terror. He won't stop with his tricks. He won't stop trying to destroy you. He won't stop trying to take the word away from you. So the more that he try to take it away from you, the more that you should use it. Speak the word of God in every situation. and don't speak anything else. Hallelujah. Believe that you have already received that promise. If anybody just read the word and then just think they just that's all I'm supposed to do is just read it and that's it. No, see, you have to believe that you have already received that word. When you believe it and believe that you already receive it, you see, now you can be able to use it in any situation to stand against the wiles of the devil, according to Ephesians chapter 6. Y'all access this word. It don't matter what the situation looks like. God has already made that way. I have some more for you, but for time purposes, I'm going to go ahead on and wrap this thing up for you. When you allow the word of God to be like an umpire or to be the governor or the leader of you, it's just certain things that you will not do. There's certain things that you will not say. Now, when you keep your mind on the promises of God, on Jesus Christ, and you keep your mind on the word of God, what would happen is when these situations arise, you will speak the word because you know the word. You know the word works. Anything else that you are speaking and it ain't of the Holy Spirit, then it has to be of self, which ultimately is led by Satan. It is confusion of Satan, either self or it come from the kingdom of Satan. It's only going to be one or two. Use the word of God. The promises of God have already been made available for you. Jesus Christ have already done it, and he gave you provisions to be able to do it. Pray daily, all day. Pray to God. Access the promise. Find it in Scripture. Find the promise in Scripture and use it. Wear it. This is what Ephesians 6 says when he says, put on the whole armor of God. Wear it daily. Wear it daily. And once you got it on, now speak it every single day. God bless you. And may God keep you in all his ways. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There might be one that maybe is in a place to where I need God. I need Jesus. I got so much that's going on right now that is just so heavy for me, and I just got to give it over to you. Someone is maybe ready to confess their life over to Christ. There might be one. There might be you today. Just press one. Just press one. There might be one that maybe have already confessed the Jesus Christ, but here it is that they may have backslid. They maybe want to get back on the right track. That might be you. Let us pray for you. We all need prayer. No matter who you are, we all need prayer. No matter how good you think you got it going, we need Jesus. Be brave enough to say, I need you, Lord Jesus. Don't have a kind of heart that'll keep you from not receiving what God has already made available for you. There may even be one that may even be sick, may have some type of illness, whether it be mental or whether it be physical, maybe some type of sickness that you're going through. Allow Pastor Tawanika and I, let us pray for you. There may be one. Amen. Amen. We thank God. Go ahead, Pastor Tony.
And I hope you all enjoy the service on tonight. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Master, I bless you. I keep you in the mighty one. Hallelujah. May God bless you, prosper, bless you, and the feedback on the line right now.
Thank you.